Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is February 9th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Mars is the planet of competition and victory, and therefore sports. Venus is the planet of entertainment, and Mercury is the planet of reporters and the media. All three significators were in trouble last week as the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia got started.
And shouldn't we add Jupiter, the planet of judges and judging?
Yes, since Jupiter is retrograde and directly opposed by Pluto, we do have to question Jupiter and therefore the judging process.
First off, Mercury is the planet of the media, and we certainly have been hearing a lot of complaints from the news reporters covering the event, mostly about the less-than-wonderful hotel accommodations, onerous security, surveillance of email and cell phone communications, and hidden cameras installed everywhere. The U.S. State Department has warned travelers that they should have no expectation of privacy even in their hotel rooms when they go to Sochi. What are we to make of those dual toilets?
Well, maybe that has something to do with, no expectation of privacy. Anyway, yeah. The Department of Homeland Security has been adding to the tension by putting out warnings about explosives hidden in toothpaste tubes and shampoo bottles, and has now banned such substances from being carried on flights from the U.S. to Russia.
Journalists suggest that visitors arrive with their own light bulbs and toilet paper, just like visiting a third world country.
Really? Mercury turned retrograde on the very day of the opening ceremonies, and right away there was a manifestation of that energy.
Yes, rather symbolically indeed. The opening ceremony fantasy light show malfunctioned when one of those snowflakes that was supposed to turn into the fifth ring of the iconic five rings of the Olympics stubbornly failed to perform. Mercury retrograde periods are famous for equipment failure, and then Neptune's deception came into play. Russian TV doctored the video so that viewers, at least in Russia, would see all five rings appear.
Yeah, and here's another fun bit from Neptune, planet of illusions, with retrograde Mercury representing something other than rational thinking. Prior to the games, Putin and the Russian government made a clear public statement about how they were total homophobes. And now the world can't help but notice plenty of gay symbolism at the games, specifically the rainbow colors that are associated with the LGBT movement.
Yeah, get a load of that German team. Can't get more rainbow than that, or the official Olympic glove design, totally rainbow, or how about the dancing diaphanous sea anemones bit?
Yeah, way gay.
And how about that very Mercury retrograde plus Neptune retelling of Russian history, a rather Neptunian and utopian version, which conveniently left out those darker episodes like Stalin's purges.
Okay, so besides the Olympics, there were other things going on last week. Venus is the planet of finance, and Pluto destroys to make way for a new order. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity. The interaction of these three significators has brought on a crisis of sorts in the financial sector the past couple of weeks. Stock markets around the world have dropped 10% or more in some cases.
The so-called correction is being blamed on emerging markets, countries like Turkey, Ukraine, and Argentina, where some of the chickens are coming home to roost in terms of too much borrowing from wealthier countries, which in turn has not been matched by growth in their domestic economies. Thus, the currencies of these countries are under attack, which is not good for those banks that loaned out the money in the first place.
Right. So once again, loaning large amounts to sketchy economies eventually blows back on the banks that push such loans.
Yes. Venus is also the planet of marriage. Pluto is death and rebirth cycles. Jupiter is the planet of morality, but also laws.
The Jupiter opposite Venus-Pluto conjunction has manifested in various ways over the past month. One notable result has been the predominance of same-sex marriage cases challenging state constitutional bans that have been coming before federal judges. A couple of weeks ago, it was Wisconsin. And this past week, it's West Virginia in the dock. And now the Federal Justice Department just announced that, as far as federal law goes, the legal protections afforded to normal marriages, such as spousal privilege, will now be extended to same-sex couples.
And not to be outdone, over in Europe, the Parliament of Dour Old Scotland overwhelmingly passed a law legalizing same-sex marriage.
How interesting.
Yes, well, continuing on here, Mercury plus Neptune is the planet of talks and the planet of mystery and deception. Turns out that Afghan President Karzai has been in secret talks with the Taliban for some time now, behind the backs of the USA and Western allies.
So he's making his own side deals with the enemy. Or could we say he's just being realistic about what eventually happens when the USA does leave Afghanistan? And here's a classic case of Mercury retrograde conjunct Neptune, where the planet of speech plus the planet of deception produced an international incident. The U.S. Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, had her phone call to U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, hacked, evidently by the Russians, who then posted the content on the Internet for all to enjoy. In the conversation, Secretary Nuland disparaged the European Union with some harsh language.
Harsh language? She used the F-bomb word. Here's the quote, folks, so get ready for it. Would be great, I think, to help glue this thing and have the UN help glue it. And, you know, fuck the UU, she said. Unbelievable. Get this, here's some background on Miss Nuland. Before joining the U.S. Foreign Service, Miss Nuland spent 8 months working on a Soviet fishing trawler where she perfected her ability to swear in multiple languages.
Oh, okay. Anyway, a rather obvious heads-up to all the incautious users of communications equipment, as if you didn't already know, Big Brother is listening.
Yeah, you get to wonder why she didn't know better. In any case, let's conclude this week's review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.
Until then.